streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Guess it wouldn't be a holiday weekend without some kind of travel hassle somewhere.
At Chicago's Midway Airport, nearly 40% of flights delayed this weekend due to intense fog.
I did not think that I would be sitting in this airport for 14 hours.
Southwest canceling about four dozen flights.
I'm missing Christmas. The next direct flight they could get me isn't until Wednesday.
Passengers waiting hours for their bags, some choosing to leave the airport without them.
ABC's Allison Kosick. At least 68 people were killed by an Israeli strike in central Gaza. President Biden spoke via phone Saturday with Israel's Netanyahu. The White House says Mr. Biden stressed the need to protect Palestinian civilians. The destroyer USS Laboon shot down four drones fired from within a portion of Yemen controlled by Iran-backed rebels. One dead, three wounded in a shooting in a shopping mall in Colorado Springs. Multiple individuals detained. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is overturning the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordering new district boundary lines. The court ruled 4-3 for Democrats who argued the maps are unconstitutional because districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin ranks 49th among states for funding public health, according to the United Health Foundation. Dave Reinders runs the Buffalo County Health Department. He says most of his budget comes from local property taxes, which isn't enough for efforts like tobacco prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. What we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with community intensively.
Wisconsin's public health spending is supplemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in. But ultimately, we talk about all year, it's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be a warm and wet Christmas day, cloudy with rain today, highs in the upper 40s this afternoon with some drizzle and fog throughout the day as well. Wind will be out of the northeast at about 10 to 20. Tonight, more rain could get between a half inch and an inch through tonight. Our low down to 39, tomorrow cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.